Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance need the cover of a
toy. Van Morrison bringing this back. One of the classics from him, one of the classics of all time as far as I'm concerned. Moondance, one of my favorites. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman. Barbara is the author of all the J.K. Lasher books, Guide to Self-Employment, Small Business Taxes. She's so prolific. Finance and Tax for Your Family Business, the Small Business Survival Guide, Smooth Failing. I love that book, Barbara. That's an e-book, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So that's you might want to check that out. BarbaraWeltman.com is her website. I encourage you to go there. You'll get smarter when you do. You'll thank me later. Barbara, there's news from the IRS on an industry called professional employer organizations. And I want you to tell us about this. But before you do, I want to remind people that my presenting sponsor is Insperity, which is a PEO organization, an organization that offers PEO products and services. So I wanted to get that out to remind people about that. So go ahead. What's the IRS saying about PEOs?
Well, the PEOs, just for people who may not be familiar, they're essentially co-employers in the sense that they handle the employment taxes and the filings and the HR and all the legal issues and all the back office kind of things that you have to do for your staff.
So
you decide who to hire, but they take care of the administrative stuff.
The compliance and might be payroll, might not be payroll.
Right.
And so all that. Go ahead.
Right. And the changes that the IRS made, they're not aimed at a company like Insperity that's terrific and above board, but unfortunately there are a lot of PEOs that have scammed small businesses by, in other words, you give the payroll taxes or access to your bank account to the PEO, and some of them have taken the money and not deposited the taxes, so the small business is out that money, plus they still owe the taxes.
Do we wind up determining that these are not national companies? These are smaller firms that are getting started.
Well, obviously, yeah.
These are the fly-by-night kind of things.
These are not. I mean, there are many highly reputable, long-time PEOs.
Yeah, there's an industry. These are publicly traded companies that have a significant industry out there.
Well, there are 3,500 PEOs in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, this isn't for all of them. But two things that will help small businesses. The two changes are designed for protection for small businesses. One is if the PEO changes address, so that's one of the ways they've scammed the small businesses by having future communications sent to a new address. The IRS is now going to send dual notices of change of address, so the small business will be notified if there's any change of address on their behalf that they didn't authorize.
Wow.
This way they'll know. But even more important, what they're doing is they're starting a certification program. So you're a small business. You just have to look and see, is this company IRS certified, meaning that they complied with the background check and they're IRS, they have the surety bond and obviously all of the big companies are going to do this routinely, but for smaller companies this is going to be a help for small businesses to make sure they're dealing with somebody reputable. It doesn't go into effect until July 1 of next year. It's something to be on the lookout for, and certainly if I were going to use a PEO, I'd only use a reputable one.
Well,
such
of
as
course,
Insperity.
But also there are companies out there that are leasing companies. They're not really true PEOs, they're leasing companies.
Correct.
As I understand it. And does this apply to those leasing companies? And let me say this. Some of those companies do a great job. They offer a service that people can use, but they're reputable. But does this apply to the leasing folks?
This is just for the PEOs.
Okay,
right.
All right.
This is exclusively for that. So.
There are also payroll companies, companies that just do payroll.
Well, the companies are just, exactly, but they just do payroll, but they don't advise on HR matters.
But the IRS help doesn't apply to the payroll companies, or does it?
You know, that's a really good question. I don't know.
I would think it might because this is where the scamming comes in when they get
that's the funding.
That's where a lot of the funding the big money that comes to a PEO. Some of it is for other services, but the big chunk of it is payroll because of all the deductions and everything.
Well, then the dual notification definitely does apply to payroll companies, but whether the certification program is exclusive, I don't know. We'll see.
The reason I point that out is because any given day, you might be called on by a leasing company. You might be called on by a PEO company. You might be called on by somebody who just sells payroll services.
Well, that's true. And I'm a big fan of this because it's so complicated. There's so much to know. And I'm a strong believer that small business should focus on what they do know and let an expert handle other things like these administrative matters,
right.
And especially like guidance on all of the employment law things that come down, the notifications that you have to give your staff and all of that.
There
if you don't give these notices, like for having to do with the Affordable Care Act, for example,
yeah.
You don't give
That's
the notices,
a, oh, yeah.
you
Those
can really be up a creek.
I will say this. PEO is not for every company out there, but the people that I know who have PEOs can't even imagine not having it in their organization,
yeah.
Having it being part of their world, because of what you just said. All right, folks, check that out. Can they find out more about PEOs at the IRS.gov?
They sure can. They can find that, and they can check out my blog on this, which
there
was posted on August 20th.
At BarbaraWeltman.com. Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.